WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky heads to the White House today. He has been requesting Tomahawk missiles from President Trump, but ABC's Mary Bruce says his request may have been thwarted yesterday when Russia's Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with the president.
Trump has suggested he's open to it, but he also says he discussed it on the phone with Putin yesterday, who, not surprisingly, doesn't like that idea. All of this is raising questions about whether Putin's decision to commit to another meeting now is simply a tactic to buy more time or a good faith effort to finally reach peace.
The U.S. and Russia will have high-level talks next week. So-called No Kings protests planned tomorrow in all 50 states opposing Trump administration policies. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying the National Guard to Austin in response. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's in court in Maryland a day after his federal indictment on 18 criminal charges related to allegedly mishandling classified information. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year. 70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. On the local level, Madison schools will have nearly 20% less funding from the state this year than last year. That difference totals almost $12 million. A district spokesperson told me they were expecting that, calling it a rebalancing, and they planned for it. But of course, residents passed huge referendums for MMSD schools last year, totaling $607 million. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
We had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit, had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back, manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbans. Partly sunny, a bit breezy, and warm for mid-October with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For tonight, showers becoming likely, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well. Low temperatures around 60. Still some showers around on Saturday, though mainly in the morning with a high near 72. Currently, it's 62.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. We review the week in the law, especially the federal court that just ruled that Trump can't fire thousands of federal workers. Who knew?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
92.7 WMDX. Because you can't solve everything with yoga.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
If you are planning to go to the rally and you're gonna be making your own sign, everybody there has a sign. I just wanna ask you, remember, our president is very sensitive about his weight, so please do not use the word Shamusalini to describe him. Or Engorge Washington, or King Hungry the Eighth. He will not appreciate it. It's rude, and he will throw you in jail.
Oh, God bless Jimmy Kimmel. All right. Wow. I mean, come on. Civil rights icon Andrew Johnson. Andrew Young. Sorry. I'm tired. It's Friday. Andrew Young coming up in just a few minutes. In the blackest hour in radio. Here we go. Promised Land. Hi, Frangela. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How exciting. Andrew Young. Oh, my goodness. I've been thrilled.
So...
I mean, for the last 24 hours.
On these tours, you know, because obviously he's got a big documentary, Rachel Maddow's producing on MSNBC, Andrew Young, The Dirty Work. So, you know, they're on a tour, and this is the only hour he could do it. And I'm like, I want Frangela to do it with me because
yeah.
It's just, can I say it marks the first time I've interviewed someone that I've taken a picture with their statue before at Atlanta Sexy Liberal.
Nice.
I've never actually talked to someone that I've, yeah, exactly. But
I know, right? That's,
yeah, go ahead.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it can't be a better time, right? It's just legitimately terrifying what's happening at the Supreme Court and, you know, feeling like voting rights, everything that the Andrew Youngs of the world have fought for could be boom, right?
100%.
Yeah.
And I think it's a definite.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what
What's so hurtful is in his lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the work, watching somebody take, cut the stitches out of the work that you have done in your lifetime and unravel it and unravel it and harm people when you did the work.
Right.
This work had been done.
Right. Right. I mean, and the whole, just all of it, the echoes of history, the Southern strategy and all that. I mean, they're saying like the South could be lost, you know, to Democrats for God knows how long. I mean, it's just, it is extraordinary to me the amount of ways and the creative amount of ways they're trying to cheat in this next election. They're trying to, because they are terrified. They're terrified of what's going to happen tomorrow, aren't they?
I think that what's important about about now is understanding that because they did that work, it really has shown us, like, how much we have to stay involved. That they did that work, but we have to maintain it, you know? And I think that we all got comfortable thinking that there was a level of backslide that couldn't happen, yeah. You know? And that we're actually taking this country someplace it's never actually been, you know? And that is what I find so shameful and hard to hear and deal with, is that this is a fight that you always have to be fighting.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what we get from Andrew Young is to see how to do that.
Yeah. Andrew, you know? I just said that, yes. In hour one. It's like, is anybody else
to be vigilant like this?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was saying, so in hour one, is anyone else exhausted? We've never had to do this, like, fight our own government constantly. We're in a state of emergency here in LA because of the ICE attacks, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. 100% we are. And that, but to me, that's the what's so wonderful about being able to speak with somebody as amazing, an American hero, an icon, is like to go through that, to go through, hear his experience and understand the strength and fortitude that it takes for that fight. Well,
when people, yes. Say, Francis, you know, people died for your right to vote. You talk to Andrew Young, who lost his friend Martin Luther King, among others, you know, and you go, no, that's just not something people say. People died for your right to vote, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, to Angela's point, we didn't know. I think it's kind of like losing weight. You can lose 100 pounds, but if you don't maintain it, you'll gain it right back. You'll go and more, right? It's the same thing in this democracy. These are hard-won rights that we got, and that we thought that we had them. We thought we had, women thought we had autonomy over our bodies. We thought we had the rights to vote. We thought we had the right to exist without being racially profiled. No, we don't have that right. And we fight and keep vigilance for those rights.
And if people like
that is the lesson that I have learned in this last 10 to 11 months.
And if people like Andrew Young can march on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, we can turn out tomorrow. You know,
that's right.
I mean, that tomorrow is about saying we are not afraid. We have no kings in this country. I always say I take the wins where we can get them. A Milwaukee Brewers fan who told an LA Dodgers fan she'd call ICE on him has reportedly been fired from her job. The incident was captured on video. As we keep saying, keep videotaping everything, right? There was a championship series between the two teams. I don't support the sport, so I didn't know that. But yeah.
Still going on.
Yeah, go Dodgers.
Dodgers okay. are up 3-0.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So they decided to make a video mocking the Brewers fans around him. Why is everybody quiet? Why is everybody quiet? Then yelled, "Real men drink beer." See? Oh, that's that manosphere we've heard about so much. Mm-hmm. And he said, "You know what? I'm going to call ICE. ICE is not going to do nothing to me. Good luck." He continued telling them to call ICE before eventually calling her a f-ing idiot. Here's the thing. Because Trump has suffered no consequences really ever for anything, they think it all applies to them, right?
Yeah. They do. They do. They really do think that they're about to get thieves. They really do. They think that they are about to be Trump. They think that Trump took over the country so they can, he could make all the, you know, Christian white straight males little baby Trumps.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, it brings us to the time-honored question again of at what age do white people become adults? Because J.D. Vance called the, I don't know, 30 to 40-year-olds racist, sexist.
Yeah.
Anti-Semitic, so what else? These young Republicans. I mean, this is how they talk, right? Yeah. I mean, this is how they talk. And they're not kids.
No.
You call them boys.
And it's not how they talk. This is who they are.
Yeah.
This is beyond, this is not locker room talk. This is not how kids, you know, get together. And just because I was under the influence of the bad one today, I said something a little naughty. No, this is who they are. This is
Seven
how
months.
They think. Okay.
7 months of texts. I mean, you cannot say, "Oh, we're goofing around one day." No, this is your worldview, boo. And calling them, I think the adulthood for white people is it's self-decided. Like
it's improv.
Self-report.
It's improv. Yeah.
Yeah. You do self-report
your age. You're like, I am young and foolish, you know? And I, can I also just say the locker room talk thing really always bothers me, because that doesn't make it okay. The vessel you're in saying the bad stuff doesn't negate the bad stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean like it happened in the locker room. It's okay.
And what locker rooms are y'all in where you just, I love Hitler. You know what? Who talks like that in a locker room?
Nobody.
Right anywhere?
I've been in plenty of locker rooms. Nobody's ever said that in a locker room that I've been in.
That's all you do is you're in the gym, in the locker room. What are they saying?
They're not saying, I love Hitler. They're just, everybody's basically averting their eyes.
Yeah,
that's all they're doing in a locker room.
Want to go to lunch after? I'd like to rape somebody first.
Just
okay.
Ridiculous.
Wow. All right. We're breaking early because Andrew Young coming up. Fridays with Frangela, 15 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, what season is it? Depends on what time it is now, this time of year in L.A.
Yeah.
Is it? Because we go through all four seasons.
Right now it's spring.
Is it?
Yes, because it's 57 degrees outside.
It was just winter in the middle of the night, and now, okay, Cozy Earth, good all the time, right? They're jammies and blankets, soft, breathable. So cute, too, on top of
that. Give me that
The bamboo stretch knit pajamas, I'm telling you, its fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight, and it's temperature regulating no matter what season. And again, we go through four seasons a day at this time of year in L.A. Wherever you are, you know what it might be time for where you are?
What?
The bubble cuddle blanket. That's what I said when I got it. I was like, It's a plush textured faux fur. It's stunning, nap-inducing. Oh, my God, it warms everything up. Throw it over your bed, your couch, what have you. Your jukebox, whatever you want to do to it, just do
your
it.
What?
Here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankies, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie at checkout. Up to 40% off your new favorite PJ and blankie set. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You are a brainwashed far-left loon who will use any excuse to disparage those with whom you disagree.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. The code is Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Orange construction barrels, unpredictable weather, and the most passionate people you'll ever meet. Madison isn't perfect. It's better than perfect. It's real. It's ours. And it's home. 92.7 WMDX. Celebrating the beautiful chaos of life in America's most interesting small big city. When you know, you know. WMDX.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Okay, it is the. I'm legitimately nervous. Okay. Andrew Young, Dirty Work, the MSNBC documentary says Young's dramatic high-stakes life before and following Dr. King's assassination as he carried King's dream forward in Congress and the White House as the first black congressman from the South since Reconstruction, then U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, then mayor of Atlanta. Young remained a master of persuasion and a bridge builder who never stopped believing in a better, fairer world. I had to ask, I had to go through all that because I didn't know which title to use. But good morning, Ambassador Andrew. Young, good morning. Andrew, good morning. Ambassador, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, please, no. Not this morning. Ambassador Young, he's doing a radio tour,
right.
So oftentimes he might be getting off another interview. All right, Frangela, I'm really seriously nervous.
Well, yeah, you should be. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see if I do. I'm just going to leave this on.
Yeah.
Okay, so the.
Put him on hold. Ambassador Young, are you there?
Ambassador Young?
I'm here.
There we go, yes.
Oh my gosh, I was just talking about how nervous I am and which title I'm supposed to use, but good morning.
Well, good morning, and I don't need a title. You can call me Andy. Mr. Mayor, anything you say, I'll answer. And I'm grateful to all of you for helping me to get this story around. I'm your humble servant this afternoon.
Can I just say I'm literally tearing up. I was joking about this is the first time I've interviewed a person. I've taken a picture next to their statue when I was in Atlanta.
good.
Ambassador, this is just such a critical time to talk to you. You must be so upset about what's happening at the Supreme Court. Can you talk about that?
I'm not upset, and I tell you why I'm not upset. That I was born in 1932, right in the middle of the Depression, and times were really hard for everybody. And yet, somehow, throughout my life, piece by piece, we have put together what I think is a marvelous, successful democracy. Mm-hmm. Now, it's being challenged right now. Freedom is a constant struggle. We struggled so long, though, that we really are freer than we were 5 years ago. Now, it looks like there are challenges, but I think we're prepared for those challenges. And I think that our lawyers and even the Supreme Court, since there's supposed to be nothing superior in our government, That's when I get down on my knees and pray. God is still on the throne.
Well, as your friend Dr.
Martin Luther King used to say, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
Yeah, and the arc of the moral universe.
The arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Yeah, I still believe that.
And I think that I do too. And I don't know what it will take, but I think we're just beginning to see the rank and file, ordinary people, beginning to realize we have to do something. And when we started the March on Washington, we thought we'd be successful if we got 50,000 to 100,000 people there. It was almost 250,000. And it started us on the way, you know, through Birmingham and Selma, and we chipped away at the conscience of America. And President Johnson responded, and we got this voting rights bill passed. And I've spent most of my life trying to implement it. And there has, well, when I decided to run for Congress, they gerrymandered me and put me in a district with a town that was 40 miles south of Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
But we went back to court and changed that. And it took me 2 years, but I was elected to the Congress.
Yeah. Ambassador, we always think of you as an icon, and you are, and a civil rights hero. But can you talk as a man what it was like to lose your best friend, Martin Luther King, what that felt like, and then to have to fill those shoes? What was that like for you?
Well, one, I don't think anybody can ever fill those shoes, but we do the best we can. But I don't think I lost him. You know, I am a preacher, so you have to forgive me for believing the unbelievable. But I did not think that Martin Luther King was killed. I watched him bleed, but I saw that the bullet that entered his neck severed his spinal cord, and that he never probably even heard the shot, nor felt any pain. And I said that there's a passage in the Bible where Elijah went to heaven on a flaming chariot. And I looked over in Memphis, over across the Mississippi River, and I said, damn, Martin's gone to heaven in a flaming chariot. Oh. And he always said, as did Jesus of Nazareth say, lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. So you and I, how many, it's been 60 years or so since Dr. King died.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing you and I, both of us, you started it, not me. You started quoting Martin Luther King.
No, you made me cry first. I'm here with Frangelo.
Oh, okay.
I'm here with Frangelo, who are the funniest African-American comedy duo in the country and an amazing civil rights activist in their own right. Frangelo, do you have a question? We only have about a minute left. Do you have a question?
I just want to thank you for everything you've ever done for this country, for my culture, for humanity. For the world, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and it is the deepest honor to be able to be.
Well, let me tell you, for me, it's been a blessing to serve.
Oh.
It's been a blessing to do the best that I can. Oh. And I think when I realized that I came here the first time I came to Atlanta, honestly, the Ku Klux Klan marched down Auburn Avenue. Mm. But then when I came back, the head of the Woodrow Foundation had convinced Martin Luther King Sr., Dr. King's daddy, and Calvin Craig of the Ku Klux Klan to sit down together as brothers to help get Atlanta organized.
Wow.
And this is one of the reasons why we were able to pass the referendum that started the mass transit.
Ambassador, I'm so sorry. We're at a hard break. We love you so much. Well, watch the documentary.
Help yourself. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador. Right back on the Stephanie
Miller. Yeah, please watch the documentary.
92.7 WMDX. Talk radio with more bike lanes.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bill that would increase penalties for sextortion is now headed to the governor's desk. It's all in honor of a Wisconsin teen who died after being targeted. Isabella Nieto reports.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Sextortion scammers often target teenage boys, and often they're overseas. According to the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, these crimes are on the rise. They get at least 100 reports of it every day. Here in Wisconsin, the State Department of Justice says they've gotten more than 400 tips about sextortion so far this year. And you can expect downtown Madison to be swamped tomorrow for the latest No Kings protest. There are hundreds of demonstrations planned across the country against the Trump administration. The earlier iteration of this protest in June drew about 15,000 people downtown, according to Madison police. There are dozens of them planned all over Wisconsin, from Anago to Reedsburg to Sheboygan. And the terrace season is coming to an end. Every year, the iconic Sunburst Chairs and Tables host thousands of people at UW-Madison's Memorial Union. The 2,000 colorful chairs will be put away for the season October 27th. We can expect them to be there about 6 months. This year, they came back out in April. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny and warm Friday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. South winds up to 25. Tonight, showers and storms looking likely. Some of that rain could be a bit heavy. Lows in the upper 50s. Rain chances still around Saturday. It's 63 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome host of New Wisco Weekend, Lisa Hale, to talk some color television. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr comes by with great tunes and fun talks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Option. It's.
Under the understanding that we're going to close I-5 up to 80,000 vehicles on Friday, tomorrow, and Saturday. Then they seem to have backed off on that. We're going to move forward with a display doing something, but they're not clearly sharing that with state officials.
Viva la Resistance, yet another victory. Christopher,
yes.
Who said at a time when confrontations with the government and grassroots protests are back at the center of American political life, the civil rights movement is more than just a moral cornerstone for our country. It's a living, breathing, practical manual for how to fight for what's right and win that fight, and maybe even save your own soul in the process. Andrew Young's story is not gauzy or romantic. It's the gritty truth of what it takes to build and sustain a winning movement. Andrew Young, The Dirty Work, is about how hard it is to be a hero and how beautiful, too. Who said that?
Rachel Maddow.
Oh, you're not supposed to get it right, but that's absolutely correct.
I wasn't going to say something silly on something like that. Come on.
Frangela, because I really was tearing up. He was, you know, 93 years old, man, and, you know, speaks with a moral clarity still, right, that it just calls to all of us today, right before the No Kings rally, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Please, having somebody not just be hopeful, but because hope, obviously he's hopeful, but there's no fear in that hope. There's no.
Right. That's right.
He doesn't have to push himself to that place. He doesn't have to. He just says, I've seen this. I know how this is. We always have to fight. And that is comforting in this moment.
It's hope without cynicism. That's what.
Yeah.
If
he can be hopeful after what happened to him on Edmund Pettus Bridge, we can turn out tomorrow wherever we are. And
that's
exactly
what I felt. Like
absolutely.
There is no excuse. If you are hearing our voices, find some way, some place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, every body, every voice matters. He said, I was born at the right time, happened to be at the right places to be part of the civil rights movement that helped change America. Well, you are where you are right now. We are at our moment in history. You know, someone was, I think our friend Jess Piper, who we were with in Kansas City, said, take a picture of yourself tomorrow. You're to show your grandkids this is who you were at this moment in our history, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. And you hear the service and the gratitude in his voice, in his every word. You don't hear people who are politicians today with that same service and gratitude in their voice, their speech. Mm-hmm. I've never heard it from the president of the United, the current president of the United States.
Just was going to say, Francis.
I've never heard.
He's only there to serve himself. Have him put into words, Angela. Public service and what it's supposed to mean was like, oh my God, yeah. I mean,
and when you think about the Republicans like Mike Johnson, you know, and what they are doing now, not only this country, but the way they are doing it and how they say things. Francis is saying is that none of that in their voice. There's never any love or peace or concern or even just sort of like belief or pride, and especially from people who keep trying to convince us that they're some form of Christian, you know, even though their behavior is utterly not that.
As he said, please watch the documentary, His Last Words to Us. That is tonight, October 17th, beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern on MSNBC, following a special edition of The Rachel Maddow Show. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's interesting. It's called The Dirty Work, you know, and it does remind you of the work that they all had to do to get us where we are. And at least we can do is fight to keep what they got us, right?
It's what we have to do, you know.
We have no choice. Unless you really want to live in a fascist state. And this is the thing that really gets me. Those voting rights protected us all, not just black people.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that is something I feel like America has needs to come to terms with. That just because it came in this way, it protects us all.
Yeah.
And everybody's voting rights are being challenged at this moment.
Yeah, when he brought up President Johnson and the Voting Rights Act, I'm like, oh, I'm glad this isn't on TV and he can't see the Goldwater Miller. Yeah, they lost to Johnson. That was probably just as well. Frangela, and again, I'm sorry, you know, these radio tours, we get these amazing names, and it's right before a hard break. I was like, oh, God, I have to cut off a civil rights icon. But I wish that, you know, maybe we'll get another opportunity. I wish that you had more time to talk to him, because I you know.
That was amazing. I don't need more time to embarrass myself, you know.
No.
And
I had that covered.
From ear to ear and be like, like, I, you know.
I was nervous taking a picture with his statue.
Yes.
I know. Ay, ay, ay. Well, it's, but what great timing, you know, just before this. Because as we were all saying, I get people being afraid. You know, we're all afraid. It's what we do with it at this moment in our history, right? I mean, it's like I was saying, you know, use your white privilege, first of all. You know what I mean? Because we sure know a lot of people here in L.A. and elsewhere that are afraid they're going to get snatched if they're brown, you know?
Yeah, because we're watching it happen. I think that we don't have to let this, that we don't have to imagine that horror because we're in it.
Yeah.
And I'm going through this debate internally every day. Should I carry my passport? Are they even going to look at it if I have it? Because I've seen them, the ICE people, not care, you know, at all. They don't care. It's just about harassment and creating an apartheid state. And we have to listen to Andrew Young when he says, I thought it was so powerful that he didn't feel that Dr. King had been killed. That, yeah. In fact, that you, that, He's still here. He is still here.
Yes.
We invoke him every day, you know, and to not lose sight, don't let them take that from us, you know, that they can't take him from us.
And I was glad that he got to that quote before I screwed it up, as I always
right.
do.
Yes, the arc of the
moral universe
yeah, uh-huh.
is long, but it always bends toward justice. See, I've only spent a few minutes with him, and I'm smarter already. You know, I think, you know, part of this whole, like, in the middle of this shutdown, how, like, vindictive and partisan Trump is being. I mean, Francis, to your point, not only did there used to be an ethic of just public service in general that they're there to serve us, but we have never had such a nasty, divisive, partisan president. I mean, Trump is all but ignoring the federal shutdown for parts of the government that he favors, keeping paychecks for some people, but not for others. First of all, what are Democrat agencies? The federal workforce is pretty much evenly divided. Like, how do you, you're not.
Agencies are created by both Republicans and Democrats. You know, they vote together. You know, you can't create an agency with just one party. Sorry.
But they're trying to, you know, further divide us with this. Trump has used the shutdown as an opening to seize additional power and render Congress, where negotiations are at a standstill, a non-factor in managing the country's finances. FBI Director Kash Patel said Wednesday that Trump found a way to compensate the FBI's 1811 agents, which refers to special agents during the shutdown. And that means other people in the FBI who are not agents, including translators, employees who process crime images, analysts, and more, remain unpaid. Trump said, we got the people paid that we want paid. I mean, it's like, just when you think he can't get more divisive and nasty, right?
Oh, he always can.
And what he's saying is, I'm paying the people who are going to listen to me and carry out what I want. Those are the people who are going to get paid. Everybody else, you can pound sand, you can kick rocks, you go ahead, because you're furloughed and or you're working without pay.
Yeah.
I do like the honesty, though, of calling any program or agency that actually helps Americans, yes. calling it Democrat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, that's
yes.
what it,
yes.
Exactly.
100% you are correct. It is Democrat. Those are Democrats. Yes.
He said, we're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we wanted to close up or we never wanted to happen. And now we're closing them up and we're not going to let them come back. Democrats are getting killed. We're not closing up Republican programs. Okay. The White House moves may not be legal. Oh, there's that sentence that's in every story.
Right.
Congress has to say what money can be used for out of the general treasury. That's the whole point of Congress, said, you know, one analyst. I don't know if they believe in it, but they got to believe in it enough to know they just can't take money out of the treasury for whatever they want to do. I mean, to your point again, Chris, who's going to stop them?
They won't even say it's illegal. They'll say it may be illegal. I mean, it's absolutely 100. It's the first article of the Constitution. It's absolutely. absolutely illegal. But we can't even get the mainstream media to simply call it that.
Yeah.
To simply say this is against our Constitution. It is unconstitutional. It is against the law. Just say it.
And now we go back to the most important debate of the Stephanie Miller Show this morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Civil rights icon, voting rights, whatever. Frangela, you've played a lot of comedy clubs. Were there or were there not pickled eggs on the bar of many of the clubs you played on? There was when I was playing Yuck Yucks. And Chris has found that the people that make the
pickled eggs?
Yeah, also make pickled Polish sausage.
Yep.
And, this is salt and vinegar pickled eggs. But anyway, they're just disgusting bar food. Yeah, disgusting bar food. Uh-oh. Are you familiar?
Uh-oh. Okay, you didn't tell me it was salt and vinegar. I got a thing for salt and vinegar chips, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's my flavor profile.
They also have, this company also has herring party bites in sour cream.
Okay, no.
Red hot
herring
pickled
party bites.
My parents used to eat that on cocktail hour, herring on saltines.
Okay.
And, that is the whitest thing also, I have ever heard of.
Yeah, and also Limburger cheese on saltines.
Oh,
my dad loved that.
See, Limburger cheese.
What is Limburger cheese?
Limburger cheese only existed in the Little Rascals.
It's the stinkiest cheese ever. I can still smell Limburger from the 70s that my parents ate at cocktail hour. Yeah. But
okay, I know what hogshead cheese is, but I don't know what Limburger is.
No, because that's a deep dive on the whiteness. That is like, got it.
I imagine your parents were the whitest people on earth, Stephanie.
Yes, there probably was mayonnaise in there somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure there was.
Also, pickled pig's feet, Francis, if you're interested in those.
That makes more sense. Well,
this company also
My mom made pickle, or well, she made Polish sausage, but I've never seen it pickled. So that's
why would anybody pickle Polish sausage?
I don't understand either.
This company
because
also
it's like sauerkraut.
Oh, well.
I am nauseous right now.
It's like, very Oktoberfesty.
We made sauerkraut for Thanksgiving. That's my favorite dish, Bella. I'll make it for you this Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
She fries it in bacon grease.
Well, that's okay.
No, my mom did that. I don't do that. I use a healthier oil.
Oh, good.
It's sautéed mushrooms and onions, and then the magic ingredient, Francis, you're the chef here, is dill. You put dill.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut is
You know, Stephanie, you just are determined to take the fat out of all of the delicious food.
Yeah. Bacon grease is delicious.
My mother tried that once. Yes. She tried not putting the ham hock in the greens, and I had a fit.
That is the blackest thing ever.
Connection.
If I tell the whitest food stories ever, you tell the blackest.
Conniption fit.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by you waking up when maybe you're nauseous because you just heard that segment.
Well, I mean.
Okay. Or you have a scratchy throat congestion. What do you got?
Herring
what do
on
you do?
Saltines?
Yeah. They put everything on saltines. They're white people. tough it out. Get sick. Take time off work. What do you do? Hope the doctor can see you in this time-space continuum sometime. Wait 2 hours at urgent care. Sit in a room full of other sick people. No. What you do is you open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. They've already hooked me up with a doc. Right by email when I signed up. I start on the right meds, and I nip it in the bud right now. It's not a first aid kit. Doctor-prescribed meds in there to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. You got your strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know what to take and when. No more waiting at the doctor. No more whining at the pharmacy. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
The proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zipa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zipa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zipa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zipa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Tax fees may apply.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
So serious.
So raise your glass if you are mad. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud.
Yeah, no kings. Come on, dirty little freaks. Get out to those no kings rallies. Let's do it in honor of this guy, 24-year Marine vet, wrote this powerful Washington Post op-ed. He is resigning in part. He resigned his post because of Donald Trump. Out of concern for the country's future, he said United States military officers take an oath to defend the Constitution without mental reservation or purpose of evasion. I swore repeatedly that oath under five presidents, starting with President Clinton. I risked my life for it, serving as an infantry officer in two wars. I watched Marines die for it. With President Trump, I no longer believe that. During his first term, his actions became increasingly difficult for me to justify, culminating with the January 6th attack on Congress as it tried to execute its duties. I hoped he had learned from those errors, but it only took a few days of his second term for me to realize he had not. I could not swear without reservation to follow a commander-in-chief who seemed so willing to disregard the Constitution. No kings! In honor of Andrew Young, turn out tomorrow. Turn out, turn out. Frangela, so I want to talk to you. Oh, first of all, we already talked about the young Republican Nazi.
Yep.
Watermelon people. Wow, there's a...
They're so boring. They're
why
so
can't racists be... Yes, be at least more creative.
And you know what? Did you look at any of those people?
Yes.
Who were saying some of the most horrific things about people? I'm like, oh, boo, you need to do a self-inventory before you look, your eyes look anywhere externally.
Yeah, you have some self-care to do. Okay.
Okay.
I look at that. It might be helpful.
I think master race immediately when I see those.
I mean...
Okay. So I saved this one for you. So we mentioned this earlier, right? Democratic candidate Graham Platner disavowed his old Reddit posts calling police officers bastards and rural white Americans racist. I'm not sure you would disagree with some of the things. I mean, first of all, this in no way compares to what these young Nazi whatever racists
said. No.
He railed again. He said, these cops are bastards, all of them. In fact, I think this was right after one of these horrible incidents where they killed, you know, somebody. In another exchange, he said there was a post titled, "White people aren't as racist or stupid as Trump thinks." He said, "Living in white rural America, I'm afraid to tell you they actually are." He said, "I'm a vegetable growing, psychedelics taking socialist these days. After the war, I pretty much stopped believing in any of the patriotic nonsense that got me there in the first place." A lot of us felt that way about the Iraq war, right? Still got the guns, though. I don't trust the fascists to act politely. I did used to love America, or at least the idea of it. These days, I'm pretty disgusted by it all. Again, that seems like what tomorrow is about. It's about that we love America and we want the America we love back. He said, "I don't think any of this is indicative of who I am today, really. I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I own a small business. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I can honestly say that was just me being a hole on the internet. I have an immense amount of friends who are police officers." Anyway, on and on. He said, I'm also a white guy and I don't think I'm a racist. I don't believe that. I'm sure I was just angry on the internet about the state of things back then. Well, again, none of this compares in any way to all these texts by these.
And I like his honesty. You know, he's not, hiding from it. He's like, I did it, and this is why.
That being said, I love Governor Mills, too. I don't care. I just want Susan Collins out, right?
Yes.
Because she absolutely is one of the enablers that got us here, right?
Exactly. She needs to go. I can't. Look, I didn't hear anything disagreeable in what you said. I really didn't. in what he wrote. But this is not and trying to act like it's some sort of offense at the level of what we see happening out of their party. It's not.
Well, I mean, I think he might have been talking, after in the George Floyd protests, a lot of us
absolutely
felt things like that because of what we witnessed, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, here's the thing. I am not looking to go back to an America that used to be because these people, these ideas were there. I don't want to go back there. I want a new America, a better America, an America that is organized around a better constitution that acknowledges everyone.
Man, the more perfect union that Andrew Young and others have fought and died for in this country.
Absolutely. That's what my feet and energy will be saying on Saturday.
Yes. Is it the Japanese pottery that when it breaks they put gold in it?
Yes.
I think it's called
ikigai?
Yeah, yes. It highlights the imperfections.
Yeah, and I believe they cemented together with pickled eggs, is what I'm told.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But this is our opportunity to do that with this country.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't, to what Francis is saying, 100%. We don't need to look back. We need to be here present to build tomorrow.
Yep.
Because tomorrow can be better. We don't have to live in a country where people can get into office and gerrymander us out of our vote. We don't have to live there.
I meant what I said to Andrew Young, the funniest comedy team in the country and civil rights activists of our time. Frangela, go to sexyliberal.com, get their podcast. Please support them. We love you, Frangela. See you tomorrow.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your GPS on John Nolan Drive.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Brewers game from last night, as well as the weekend ahead with Peter Rapine. A week in review, a humorous edition from E-Bomb's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4. The Todd Alba Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby, she's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has pleaded not guilty to charges accusing him of improperly storing and sharing classified information. ABC's Catherine Falders has more from Washington.
Bolton arriving at court this morning, we're told that he surrendered, he was processed. There was obviously a warrant for his arrest, so he went and turned himself in at this federal courthouse, processed behind closed doors. There's no cameras in court.
Bolton, in a statement, said this was part of President Trump's retribution. He's the third opponent of the president charged in the last 3 weeks, along with former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Those charges expected to be one area of protest at tomorrow's No Kings demonstrations against